Following a review of the entire city charter, 12 hearings across all 5 boroughs, and testimony by members of the public, experts, elected officials, good government groups and academics, the 2024 New York City Charter Revision Commission, CRC, released its final report. CRC members received testimony from more than 240 New Yorkers at public hearings and received more than 2,300 written comments, according to a news release. The CRC will vote to adopt the final report at its final meeting to be held on Thursday, July 25, 2 p.m. at the Brooklyn Public Library. After the CRC's vote, the ballot proposals will be placed on the November general election for New Yorkers to vote on, according to the news release. I look forward to our fellow New Yorkers flipping their ballot this November and making their voices heard once more on these significant issues, said CRC Chair Carlos Cishora. No commission can address every issue brought forward from the multitude of opinions we hear from the public, which is why final reports always include issues that require further study for potential consideration by future commissions. The 5 ballot proposals address. Clean streets. The CRC proposes an amendment to expand and clarify the New York City Department of Sanitation's, DSNY, authority to keep the city clean. The amendment would enable DSNY, at the mayor's direction, to clean any city-owned property. Clarify that DSNY has the authority to require garbage to be containerized. Extend DSNY enforcement authority over street vendors to other types of city property, instead of just streets and sidewalks. Fiscal responsibility. The CRC proposes an amendment to improve how the city assesses the fiscal impact of proposed local laws and address certain outdated and inefficient budget deadlines. The amendment would require that an initial fiscal impact statement be prepared prior to a public hearing on a proposed local law. Require an updated fiscal impact statement prior to a vote on a proposed local law by the full city council. Require that fiscal impact statements for proposed laws contain an estimate by both the City Council and the Mayor's Office of Management and Budget. Update several budget-related deadlines, including moving the preliminary budget deadline from January 16 to February 1 in years following a mayoral election and extending the deadline for submission of the executive budget from April 26 to May 1. In order to ensure the executive budget reflects crucial information about tax collections and revenues obtained at the April 1 tax deadline. Public safety. The CRC proposes an amendment to promote public input and deliberation in the consideration of local laws affecting public safety. The amendment would establish additional procedural requirements for the City Council's consideration of proposed local laws affecting the public safety operations of 3 city agencies. The New York City Police Department, NYPD, the New York City Department of Correction, DOC, and the Fire Department of the City of New York, FDNY. Require that prior to a vote by the City Council on a public safety proposal for those 3 agencies, the Council, or the relevant committee, would hold a public hearing, give notice of an intention to hold such a hearing to the public, the Mayor, and the Commissioners of affected agencies at least 45 days in advance of such a hearing, and allow the commissioner of an affected agency or their designee the opportunity to testify at a hearing on the proposed law. Allow relevant agencies to file with the council a public safety impact statement, a submission outlining an agency's views on how a proposed measure will affect public safety, and require the council to include that statement as part of the public legislative record. Require that if, after a hearing, the council intends to proceed to a vote by the full council on a covered public safety proposal, the council or the relevant committee would be required to give an additional notice to the public, the mayor, and the commissioners of affected agencies at least 50 days in advance of a vote. During the period between the notice and the ultimate vote, the mayor and affected agencies would be permitted to hold 1 or more additional public hearings on the proposal in order to solicit additional public input. These hearings could include, where appropriate, public hearings in all boroughs to facilitate input from impacted communities. Capital planning. The CRC proposes an amendment to improve the city's capital planning process by promoting transparency and ensuring the city collects critical information to inform capital planning. The amendment would promote transparency by ensuring the city publishes more information about the state of repair for facilities. Ensure that the New York City Department of City Planning and the Mayor's Office of Management and Budget consider city facility conditions and maintenance needs, together with other factors such as geographic distribution, impact on resiliency, and the criticality of an asset to an agency's function or mission when developing the 10-year capital strategy. Minority and Women-Owned Business Enterprises, MWBEs, and Modernization of City Operations. The CRC proposes an amendment to update several charter provisions to improve city government operations. The amendment would enshrine the Chief Business Diversity Officer in the charter and provide that this position will serve as the point of contact for MWBEs, evaluate the efficacy of city policies to address disparities in procurement, and propose needed changes to city policy. Empower the mayor to give the office that processes film permits, the Mayor's Office of Media and Entertainment, the power to issue those permits. Combine two charter-created boards that share the same mission of reviewing municipal archives. All the CRC's public documents, including its preliminary report, press releases, translations of commission materials, and other notices, as well as recordings of all the Commission's public hearings, may be found online on the CRC's website.